Good morning, humanity! Or perhaps afternoon, evening, or the middle of the night, wherever you are. We are broadcasting from the epicenter of human unity, right here in sunny Oroville in southern India. We're on Oroville Radio as well as on YouTube. So my name is Fif. I'm your hostess with the mostest and also the co-founder of MediClown Academy. And we are creating a happy, healthy India for all. After all, India knows love. So this is the fifth episode in strengthening our habits to create wholesome humor and happiness. So to recap the last four episodes, when you wake up in the morning, one, smile, find some joy. It's going to carry you right through the day. Two, look at yourself in the mirror and admire yourself. Look at your eyes, see how they sparkle. Or if there's something you don't like about yourself, like your big butt or your big just exaggerate it and go, hey man, I totally love you just the way you are. Three, create a universe can jar. So whenever you have a problem, you can't deal with it, you put it into the jar and you laugh your solution, knowing that the universe can and has all the answers. And lastly, we find a way to trigger that feeling. What's a fun phrase that you can say when you're in this kind of rut and you're kind of going like this? You anchor it with that feeling and with that quote. So today, every day, just take a few minutes to collect funny jokes, funny stories, a cartoon, or a quote. They can be your own or they can be anyone else's. Internet's a good source, right? But write them out, print them out, put them in strategic places around your home, in the bathroom, in the kitchen, between the plates, under books, in the tiffin, anywhere. Surprise yourself. You know how sometimes you take money and you hide it somewhere and then you go, oh God, I can't remember where I put it. And then weeks, months, or years later, you find it and you go, ah, and you feel rich. Same with a joke or a piece of humor or a funny story. Place some in strategic spots, but others hide away so that when you find them, you're totally surprised. So another great way. Oh, and then what you want to do is you want to collect all of these, maybe on a spreadsheet or something, so that you've got a database of all of this. So print it out, laminate it, stick it somewhere, whoops, and put it in fun places. So here are a couple to get you started. Okay. This first one I just took right off the internet. So a young boy runs to his teacher with tears in his eyes. And the teacher asks, Baba, darling, what's wrong? Nate said, I just found out that I have to be in school until I'm 18. And the teacher says, that's not a problem. I have to stay here until I'm 65. Da-dum-bum. Okay, it's a bit of a groaner, but the guys here are laughing. They're not laughing out loud, but they're chuckling, okay? And I had a book that I was going to read some from, but it's in the other room. Never mind. I'm going to do an entire episode. That's okay, Ruben. I'm going to do another episode. This entire episode will be on this incredible doctor that's right here in India, in Coimbatore. But we'll come to that later. But he practices healthy humor with all his patients, and it works wonders. And he's got some fantastic stories and jokes. That's another episode that we'll look forward to. And of course, we have to laugh our way through this pandemic. So I'm going to tell you about 15 little one-liner jokes, and they're all from the Fatherly website, and you can look at it below. For all you men out there, even if you're not a guy, ladies, this site is a must. It's funny, it's humorous, it's poignant, and it's really, really smart. It's got some smart writing in it. So you ready for some might be really funny and some are just a little bit of a groaner. Okay, you ready, Stefano? Okay. He's just going, okay, whatever. You know what they say about 2020? It went viral than anyone thought it would. It's a little chuckle. Even my dude here is doing the same thing. So what's the best way to avoid touching your face? Now, if you're in France and Italy, you'll love this. A glass of wine in each hand. I like that one. Okay. Now, for some of you over here who don't know what a Corona is, it's a Mexican beer. So in the West, we all have Corona and we have some lime in it. So if coronavirus isn't about beer, why do I keep saying cases of it?
Yeah.
Why not? I know, why not? Yeah, keep us going, right? Okay, so for all of you literary fans out there, what's the difference between COVID-19 and Romeo and Juliet? Do you know?
I don't
get it. Okay. One's the coronavirus and the other is a Verona crisis.
Shakespeare!
Ah, it's Shakespeare! Okay, and this is for our Germans who are out there. What do you call panic buying of sausage and cheese in Germany? The worst case scenario. I'm sorry, my German's really bad. I should have had dialect lessons before I did that joke. Oh, we don't want to leave any country out, but Finland. Finland just closed its borders. You know what that means? No one's going to be crossing the finish line. Okay. Okay, just a few more, okay? So what did the man say to the bartender? I'll have a Corona. Hold the virus. I like that one. That's cute. I love this one. I love it. Okay, you might not, but I love it. Okay. If there is a baby boom 9 months from now, what will happen in 2033? There'll be a whole bunch of quarantines. Oh my God, can you imagine 13-year-olds running around? Okay. So, did you hear the joke about the germ? No. Never mind. I don't want to spread it around. Okay. And this one, you know, we used to say, oh, I can't go out tonight. You know, I have to wash my hair. I have to shampoo my hair or something. So now it's, yeah, I have plans tonight. I'll probably hit the living room or the bedroom around 8 or 9. A little bit lame. Okay. Here. What types of jokes are allowed during quarantine? This is very critical. What types of jokes are allowed during quarantine? Inside jokes. Okay, just two more. Why didn't the sick guy get the joke? It flew. Woo! Flew right over his head. Okay. I'm sorry, I said two more, but there are two more now. You know what they say? You feed a cold, starve a fever, drink a Corona. And the last one, what did the sick parent make their kids for lunch? Mac and sneeze. Just the thought of that. Ooh. So there's a few chuckles in there, right? So make sure you collect these, write them out, cut them out, paste them everywhere, you know, your favorite ones, so that then you start to laugh. And even if they're groaners, still laugh, because it builds up your resilience and it builds up your laughter muscles and your humor muscles. So now we have 5 habits that we're going to build into our lives. Start your day with joy, with a smile. 2, look into the mirror and love yourself, even the parts that aren't that flattering. Soon they will be looking absolutely stunning, sexy, and beautiful. 2, Three. We're on three. I'm a little dyslexic here. Any worries that you have, put them in the universe can jar, because the universe can do everything. And when they're four, when you're in a relationship or even alone, remember the one thing that's made you laugh and laugh and laugh. Anchor that feeling and anchor that phrase so that you can always come back to it. And the last one we did today, collect your jokes, cartoons, whatever, and place them in strategic places where you can find them now or a few years from now. So we would love to hear from you, your jokes, your seriousness, your humor, anything. So thank you for sharing your thoughts, feelings in the comments right below. Check out our website. We're also on YouTube, and there's great programs here that many Orvillians are doing. It's a fantastic community with absolutely fantastic people. So check us out and subscribe. Hit that subscription button below. And Stefano, I know that you've been laughing all through, and hey, Duty that's in here that wants to remain silent. Let's laugh together and let's laugh our way out. Ready? Let's go. Okay, hit that music and we're out of here. Oh.